Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
She is 35. Her name's Marina. And she was married to a guy for 13 years. And then they got divorced. Well, he had a son that was 7 when they got married.
Okay.
When they got divorced, the son, Vladimir, is his name, was 20. And, oh, they began to combining genitals like crazy. They was putting them together and then taking them apart and putting them back together. Taking them apart, putting them back together, over and over and over and over. Until his male appendage had regurgitated and got her pregnant.
So
now they're going to have a baby with one another.
So he essentially has got his ex-stepmom pregnant.
Yes.
Okay.
How hot is that?
His dad's second wife.
Yes.
Okay.
See, now, if it were his dad's first wife out of two, that would have been gross.
Yeah.
This is not taboo slightly, but it's not gross. Well, it's only 15 years difference in their ages. She's 35, he 20, and they're about to have a baby together. Now, we had this story when they got married.
Yeah.
But now is the baby news.
Okay.
Which makes it even lovelier.
This would be a real world, real time equivalent. This would be 10 years from now,
mm-hmm.
let's say, Amanda and I divorce, and Kate and Amanda start hooking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is bound to happen.
Yeah.
So they had a baby daughter.
She already had the baby?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it healthy? And
yeah. Well, why would it not be? They're not blood related.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, they're going to come out with an extra forehead or something.
He's got an extra forehead. What? There's some bad news to share.
Or as my brother calls it. My brother calls it a beforehead.
Beforehead?
Hit it right in the beforehead.
So yeah, they are still together?
Yeah, and just wanted to say congratulations to that happy couple.
Yes.
Okay, would your age difference with your new wife, Ace, would that be taboo?
What do you mean?
Because taboo is something, right, that's just out of the norm of what society is or something. Like marrying and having a baby with your former stepmom.
Would it be?
It's not gross. It's not illegal. It's not disgusting or perverted or anything. It's just out of the norm. It's kind of something that is not expected, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a little more like more than just not expected. More like
forbidden
is a good mm-hmm. word. Yeah,
like it is forebode.
Forebode.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, that makes more sense. But so then this is not taboo at all. This is just hot.
No, that's taboo.
if she was hot, then it would be one thing, but she's not.
Oh. She's cute at best.
She's cute at best. And apparently he convinced her to get like a bunch of plastic surgery. That's the story I read.
Like he on what?
On her face. She looks a lot different.
So the boy,
well,
the,
yeah, because this picture
stepson
looks a little
convinced her to get a lot of plastic surgery on her face.
Yeah,
I didn't even know did that in Russia.
Yeah, she looks great. I mean, she looks good, but very different. lost a bunch of weight, got
she looks younger.
Yeah. A little.
Is this the picture you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the new one. But if you see her, what she looked like when she married the father.
Yeah. Yeah, beastly.
Yeah. They don't look like they are that far apart in age in that picture you just showed us, TJ.
No.
That's probably why he told her to get it.
Yeah.
Get what?
Ooh. All the plastic surgery on her face.
Oh. Oh, yeah. These are the before pictures. And, like, it shows her when she was 22, just married the dad, and he was 7. Yeah. She looks like a Ravens linebacker.
Wait, what? Let me see.
I mean, she looked like she just got out of women's prison.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God. That's a whole different person.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to tangle with her.
Yeah.
That's why he was like, get that. Yeah, she has that look face like, fix.
I want you to step because I'm about to whoop you.
Yeah, it's like she cut her own bangs with her feet.
Oh, right. I can't wait to use that.
Put the scissors between your toes. Now.
You look like you cut your hair with your feet.
It's like somebody tied her into the salon chair and then got in front of her with the scissors and then untied her and said, okay, now try to get away while I cut your hair.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
You look a little like Julia Roberts and a lot like Mike Ditka.
Well, but, you know, who am I to judge? I mean, love is love.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with this. At first, I thought it was creepy.
Yeah,
but
I'm okay with this.
Because, yeah, when we were rich, it's a little weird, but
I wonder if he still has a relationship with his father.
I was going to say, like, can't imagine. Do your dad like that? It's horrible.
Well, it's not the reason that she left his dad.
Yeah, that's true.
But still.
See, that's hotter, though, whenever the mom, the stepmom and the dad are still married. And the dad's gone off on business or something. Or maybe he's just, you know, comes in drunk every night and he doesn't know what's going on around him in the house. And
he's neglecting her, not paying attention to him.
The young man boy son is taking care of business.
Yeah.
Do you know that's not what happened?
No, we don't know that.
No, it would have said, though, in the story, wouldn't it, that they started their relationship while she was still married to his dad?
I would think so.
Even if they were broken up, it's still messed up. If your best friend's not supposed to date someone that you were married to, why should you date someone that your dad was married to?
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I just know how it happened.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was wondering, like, it is very messed up. What you mean?
I agree with you. I think it's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
And if your father has split up with her, you just can't. Well,
that's off limits.
The ex-husband, the father of the new husband, has accused her of seducing the son while the family was on vacation.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, and how old was he then? And what's the legal age of consent in Russia?
I don't know.
Them damn Russians is crazy, man. They're sex fiends.
They're sex fiends.
They get all hopped up on that vodka, man. You don't know what they're going to do.
That's where dad took the stepmom and his son on a vacation while dad had to go to a business meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that.
And she said and then she seduced him.
Yeah, and then she was giving the son the business back at the resort.
That's right. She's just it all started because she couldn't figure out which bikini to wear. I have seen that.
Interesting story.
I can't believe I'm about to look up age of consent in Russia. <on my computer.
laughs> Yeah, somebody's planning their vacation. Yeah.
Cops are going to come bursting in here any second.
He's like, you always wanted to go to Russia? Let me see.
Yeah.
The minimum marriageable age in Russia is 18. However, in some regions, it is common practice for teens to marry before the age of 18. Some even marry as young as 14.
Well, marriage and consent are two different things.
The age of consent in Russia is 16.
Oh.
Well above that.
Yeah. Well, we don't know when it started, do we?
Would it be worse if the dad had gotten the stepmom to show him the ropes?
What? Yes, it would be worse.
And then in doing that, she was like, you know what? After I showed him the ropes, he's actually better. I want him more now. I want more ropes with him.
All the ropes.
Than with old timer.
Who the hell
Sexual ropes.
Have her show him the ropes. What?
Hello.
Yeah. Oh.
Hello. Happy birthday to me.
Man, I love a big girl in a party hat.
Just a winning combination, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's great.
Happy birthday to me.
You were that little pony.
Here's my one wish for birthday. I have sex with my son.
But she looks cute in the new and improved picture.
God. Yeah, so she's had a facelift, a neck lift, something they call a blepharotomy, which is like to repair droopy eyelids.
Oh, yeah.
And then Botox in her face.
Did she get breast enhancements?
It didn't
like
say,
a lift or something?
It didn't say that, but.
Droopy eyelids?
Yeah. Help me. Help me.
I look sad.
Why is her chin so shiny?
It's birthday cake. Help.
But there was a guy in my hometown, Winfield, Louisiana, who when his son, I don't know whether he was 18 or 17, he was a late teen, I think maybe 18. He wanted, it was 18, he gave him for his birthday, took him to Natchez, Mississippi, which had a famous prostitution house there called Nellie's.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
And he took him there for his 18th birthday, you know, to let him see, like, to, you know, show him the ropes.
Where is this place?
Natchez, Mississippi. It burned down, I think. But it was, I mean, the police.
Like, people
police,
knew that's what it was?
Yeah, yeah. Police allowed it to
what?
Go on. And yeah, you would, there's a documentary about it you would love.
Well,
look it up.
Crazy.
Yeah, Nellie's in Natchez, Mississippi. And, yeah, they said that many.
It burned down by accident, or what? Did someone burn it down?
I think it. Yeah. No, it was, you know, a guy burned
arson?
It down. Yeah. Because they wouldn't serve him or something.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure that's the story, yeah.
They're probably.
Hello, Miss Nelly.
Hello.
Is that bringing me to Nelly tickets?
We just put Nelly's whorehouse.
This is Nelly in Mississippi.
Yeah, put Nelly whorehouse.
Natchez, okay. Mississippi. Nelly Jackson ran a brothel until 1990. It was an institution for 60 years until her untimely death in 1990. There's a picture of it on Rankin Street, just a few blocks from downtown Natchez.
So she died in 1990?
Yeah, Nellie Jackson began working as a madam in 19... Why did that change? Screens, go back.
What?
Brothels were common along the Mississippi River in Mississippi. She began working as a madam in 1930. Jackson gave back to the community and was an informant for the FBI. T-shirts from Nellie's brothel were very popular items.
Mm-hmm. but I thought somebody burned it down.
Let's see. I'm trying to go through the whole
madam.
Thing.
I like that.
You do?
I mean, it's like being a pimp, but a woman. Yeah, why? It's cool.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
A guy who was a lifelong Natchez resident who served as the mayor from 1968 until 1988 said, quote, everybody knew about it, end quote.
Yeah. And it describes her as someone you didn't want to pick a fight with, so she was tough.
She was in operation before I was born. We just kind of grew up with it. That's according to the guy that was the mayor for 20 years.
Yeah, there's a really good documentary about it.
It's on Prime. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Wow. But, interesting.
You know. Anyway, he learned the ropes there at Nellie's, and then he was bouncing off the ropes for the rest of his life. I mean, what I'm saying is that made quite an impression on the youngster, and the rest of his life was spent, you know, making bad choices. Decisions when it came to to women.
The dad took him there, you said? Yeah. Yeah, my mom says that my grandpa would want to do that with the kid, like back in Salvador.
Yeah.
He would want to take the boys to places to like teach them how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? That's traumatizing.
I'm a man.
TJ, you are correct. In 1990, Jackson was 87 years old and still running Nellie's, but it was about to come to an end. On July 5th, a customer went to the brothel one night and became angry when he was refused a date because he was said to be intoxicated. Mm-hmm. He left, returned with gasoline. Then Natchez Police Chief Eddie Jones told the Clarion Ledger at the time that the man poured gasoline on the front porch, entered the brothel, and poured gasoline on Jackson. In the process, he also splashed gasoline on himself. When he lit the fire at Nellie's, it blew him almost across the street. Both the man and Jackson died from their injuries. With them died Nellie's, but the memories and stories of Jackson did not.
So that's how she died.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If I remember correctly, there was a big gate, like a privacy fence, and everybody parked behind the house. So then, you know, if your wife drove by, she wouldn't see your car in the parking lot.
Was it a big house?
Yeah. Yeah, big, old style.
It appears there's another house. The house isn't huge, but there's another house behind the house, it looks like, from this picture that they're showing. You can't see the whole thing, but there's like a two-story building behind the actual house itself. So
we should go. Or at least find the new version of it. Hey, man.
That's crazy.
I need to be shown the ropes.
show me.
But yeah, 1990.
That's crazy that she had it open till 1990.
Yeah.
And who knows how longer she would have gone if she wouldn't have died.
Yeah. But yeah, she said that was a strict rule that if you came in there drunk, she wasn't putting up with you.
Good.
So
good for her. You know,
but it ended up being her demise.
And they said that nobody thought of her as a lady who ran a house for prostitutes. They talked about how kind she was, her charitable heart, and all the great things she did for the community.
She was a nice one.
They all kind of knew what she was doing. They just looked the other way. You know? Yeah, it was the 80s.
Yeah, I don't know.
Different time.
Different times.
I don't know how old she was when she stopped.
In the 80s.
You know, when she stopped serving.
Yeah. Well, I've told y'all before, there was a girl that was the dental hygienist at the dentist once that I went to. And when she got out of college, she was part of like almost like a hygienist exchange program. She got a job in Switzerland or Sweden. I don't remember which one. And she said when she went to work the first day, you know, she moved. And the deal was you had to spend 3 years over there. And they help pay off your bills and all this kind of stuff. Mm. She was very excited about going, and I don't blame her. It would be awesome. She's like 22 years old or whatever. She said their dental office was on the third floor. First two floors were occupied by a house of prostitution. And she was saying, when you know you're in a different country, because nobody thought a thing about it. It was not a problem at all for anybody there. Like, even the women that grew up there were like, well, this is part of our society or whatever. And she said the dentist's wife came in one day and was asking if he was being nice to her because she was new. And she goes, oh, absolutely. She goes, well, if he ever gives you a problem or, you know, is rude or anything, you just send him downstairs. He'll come back feeling better. Kind of making a joke, but that it was common knowledge that that's what was going on.
What does it smell like?
Oh, stop.
What does it smell like?
It's like the red light district.
Yeah. Riggins played a very funny TikTok for us earlier, and so Rob was getting the audio so we can play it for everybody on Share Funny. So you have that, Rob? Okay, all right, we'll do that next.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Got some more Share Funny for ya. Got all the laughs for you.
So is that sound clip in your computer there, Ace? Or
I do not know.
From Rob's computer.
Is it, I don't know, Rob?
Because I don't have sound computer anymore.
Sound.
Temporarily out of sound computer. Where is it, Rob?
Rob, where am I going to find that?
He doesn't know. He ended up playing Nintendo. Yeah. He playing Nintendo. He's so behind. He watching Tiger King.
Oh, there it
for
is.
The first time.
All right. This is only 5 seconds long. You ready?
Wait, hold on. So Riggins, this is a about a 70-something year old guy walking in. What is the scene?
His wife is doing her hair in their bedroom and he walks in. He's got the skullet. Or it's bald on top. He's got the horseshoe of hair.
Okay.
And he walks into a room with this.
Dinner's ready. You're having white smothered in underwear.
It's so bad.
We're having white blank smothered in underwear.
Dinner's ready.
And she just looks at him with exactly the reaction you would expect her to have. Just total disgust, like, you're the man I married and you are just repulsive. Because it's gross.
And he's probably been that way every day.
Hopefully he didn't, like, dupe her into thinking he was a gentleman and then say stuff like that.
But. Dinner's ready.
Dinner's ready. You're having white smothered in underwear.
In underwear.
In the air. It's so gross. And then to share it with the world.
Yeah. So he put it. Then he put it out on his TikTok.
Yeah. She's like, "What are you doing?"
You wouldn't expect him to have a TikTok, right? I know. He must be funny all the time, though, like that. She must be used to it.
Hopefully. Yeah, he's got a whole TikTok.
He has a whole TikTok. Yeah,
a whole one. He got a whole damn TikTok.
He got a whole damn TikTok.
Must be nice. There's that boy right
there. Hi, bud.
I don't think he's 70.
No?
No.
I say he's old. He's in his 60s.
He's probably 60. Maybe 60. I think he looks a little bit rougher than his age.
Yeah, let me see a picture of him. Yeah, he's probably not as old as he looks.
Yeah, he's probably not. Yeah. It's funny, not someone that I would expect for him to say something like that.
No.
Really? I'm still kind of surprised that how much respect Alexis has for pimps and madams. Okay. I don't know why I'm surprised by that.
Tell us more.
Like, even during the break, she said, maybe that's what I should have been, is a pimp.
Well, madam. But yeah.
You said pimp.
I know, but proper. I like Madam. Just like Regan said, he made a really good point. So Madam just sounds better, classier, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
There's not like a bad connotation attached to Madam. Like there is to pimp, I feel like.
So would you want to run a brothel like Miss Nelly? Or you want your women to be out on the street and report back to you?
No, I don't want that. No? That doesn't sound nice. That doesn't sound classy.
Are you familiar with the Heidi Fleiss story from the 90s?
No.
Oh.
Right, write that one down.
Mm-hmm. Heidi Fleiss.
She was called the Hollywood Madam.
Yeah. I just watched a documentary about Heidi Fleiss about a month or so ago. During the Christmas holidays. She was trying to open up a brothel for women in Vegas, or outside of, not in Vegas, in Nevada a few years ago. And she's a train wreck. It's a mess.
Yeah, but those girls she had working for her during that whole thing. Remember the one that came to the gate to Blonde. Tell the reporters to leave?
Shorts, boots, yes.
Man.
Lady.
Oh, she is Blonde. Not cute, though.
Well, she wasn't, but the girls that worked for her were...
No, she was terrible.
Ooh, gorgeous. She looks like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a Law & Order SVU episode that was similar to that. Like, yeah. They covered something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I remember Heidi Fleiss's teeth not being award winning.
Yeah.
Look at her face.
You're right.
That's a good face.
The gentle way.
Yeah. Yikes.
Kind of like if Bethany Frankel were on a lot of hard drugs for a while.
I think they did do her wrong, though. Heidi Fleiss.
How long did she have to do?
I don't know. But just the whole, I mean, she wasn't hurting anybody. She was keeping them girls were clean.
Yeah. Them girls were clean. Ain't nothing to nobody.
Yeah. They wasn't toting no diseases nor nothing.
Nor nothing.
I know. Them girls as clean looking and pretty as they was. Yeah. Ain't no venereal disease is going to live on that. my wife was about to freak out on either my son or me the other day.
Hold on. Let me show you something. I gotta... Could she not decide what she was about to do?
Look, these tea bags, the tea that I like, it's a Bigelow black tea, orange, and sweet spice.
Okay. Right?
So I keep them in my backpack here so I can just go make it during the show or whatnot. Yeah. Well, the other day we were getting ready to leave to go to the mountains for the day, and I had some of this I was going to make, and then I thought, no, I don't want that. And I just threw it up on the counter like this. And my son was in the kitchen, and Jody was there. We were waiting on my daughter to come down to leave. She's always the last one ready. And I saw Jody looking at that tea bag on the counter thing, on the bar. And she's got this glare on her face, and she walks over there and picks it up and looks at it, and then she goes, oh. For a minute, I thought that was a condom.
Yeah.
Oh. And look at it. Look, yeah. It looks just like a condom, in the wrapper.
That would not have occurred to me.
Yeah. And she goes, I was about to say, I was going to start asking some questions. I said, well, who were you going to ask the questions? Which one of us did you have the questions for? Yeah. Both of you.
Yeah.
Because neither one of you needs a condom.
It's true. It does. Yeah. Sitting on the counter, you could think that's a condom.
I mean, it's kind of big. It's bigger than a regular.
Right.
Me.
You got a damn unwrap.
Yeah, I need a damn condom. It looks like them, them bubbles with the wand, and you just drag, and just that one giant bubble comes streaming off the back of that thing. That's what I need. I need something like that. I need a damn windsock.
Damn weather balloon.
Oh my God.
Big condom.
Not a weather balloon.
Big old sheet of Visqueen with a bungee wrapped around it. Hold it in place.
Look like a damn hula hoop on a wrapper. Look like a hula hoop in a trash bag. Bacon.
Ain't no way mine would fit up on that counter without crashing it in. I'm sure I wouldn't be able to just carry it one person. Not without a hand truck.
Wouldn't fit in no wallet.
I need to be expandable like an air conditioning vent.
That's right.
Like an air duct.
Yeah, stretch that tummy out.
Big on them.
For me, anyway.
I don't know about you, little peckers.
Y'all probably don't need nothing bigger than a clown's balloon.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Refresh my memory, someone. Those Gwyneth Paltrow goop candles.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, she made those candles and sells them and all and says that they smell like her vagina.
Yeah.
That's the scent is her.
That's what she said for real?
It was called This Candle Smells Like My Vagina.
Yeah.
And it was a joke between her and the fragrance. They showed her a sample and she goes, oh, this smells like a vagina. It's like, you know, florals and things like that. But she said, that's what a vagina smells like. And it sold out instantly.
I know. And that's the dumb part. Mm-hmm. Like, who would want, you know, it was, you know what? I have got to have my kitchen smelling like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Yeah.
Vagine.
What could we possibly sell like that that people would want?
Damn it. Ace and TJ nut bars?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Wouldn't that be the equivalent?
Yeah.
These you know, these candy bars taste like our
gross.
Oh, you talk about a payday now. We could have everybody's own, you know. I have the Ace nut bar, the TJ, and the Riggins, and the Rob.
So y'all didn't want to do bobbleheads, but you want to do nut bars.
Well, yeah, those were stupid. This is really good.
Yeah, this is retirement kind of idea.
Are you still upset about the bobbleheads?
I am, because everybody wants them.
Nobody wants to buy a bobblehead of the show.
People have messaged in and have asked about the bobbleheads still.
Mm-hmm.
No. One person does not
like three people.
Okay, three people. We're going to make $1.50 off of bobbleheads.
So this 50-year-old woman in North London, which I'm not so sure what that's about, North London. Hmm. I don't know if it's better than regular London. North Myrtle Beach is supposedly better than regular Myrtle Beach.
True.
That's what I hear. Which is, kind of like saying, this sour milk is better than that sour milk. I don't know. But anyway, she had one of these Goop vagina candles, which, by the way, is that the name you would go with when putting those two words together? Goop vagina?
No, that sounds like the worst thing ever.
I think
ever.
That's not appetizing or pleasing to the palate. But anyway, she wanted to make sure that everybody in this that read this story knew that she did not buy that candle. She won it in a contest, but she was burning it in her house, and evidently it exploded.
Oh,
what?
And an inferno of flames shot out of the candle, she said. Quote, the candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch. Now, I would say that is believable, that would describe Gwyneth Paltrow's vagine.
Too hot to touch.
Too hot to touch.
She said there was an inferno in the room. Her boyfriend managed to get the fire under control and threw the candle outside before it burned down the place.
Well,
$75 for a candle.
Yeah.
Damn.
For 70, what are you?
$75.
Is this
with a
for real?
Funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent. This candle is made with geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose and ambrit seed to put us in mind of fantasy, seduction, and a sophisticated warmth.
And you said these sold out immediately? People paid $75 for this candle.
Yeah, it was so popular that they introduced
another one
that's called, this candle smells like my orgasm. A fitting. Yeah, I mean, it was like a pop culture thing.
Right, and it can't mean anything. It's just a marketing little funny thing that people wanted to, trashy people wanted to be a part of. You put that out in your house. There's no way you put that out in your house as an adult for people to see when they come over and not be trashy.
There's no way I would ever spend $75 on a candle.
What, Rick? You think Alexis would do that?
No.
If her girlfriends were coming over, yes.
I would not spend $75 on a candle,
not
first
that,
of all.
But you wouldn't have a problem. If you just had girlfriends coming over, you would have a problem sitting that out. So it would say, this candle smells like my orgasm.
No. That's not that my type of joking.
Are you gesturing toward Ace? Ace would do that.
Were you talking some junk over here, Riggins?
Was that it?
No. You were talking about us or Ace or I? Yeah.
Who do you think would be more likely to have it, Ace or Alexis?
Alexis.
There's no way.
It would be me.
Because if there was one that said, this smells like my deer, then Ace would definitely. He'd put it in his truck on the dash.
Check that out.
It looked like one of those old things that you used to get at a drive-in movie to keep the mosquitoes away.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen those?
Seriously.
They were called picks, I think. Picks.
We went to eat Saturday, and we pulled in this place to have lunch Saturday, right at noon. And as we got out of the car, there's a truck parked right in front of us. And as we're walking by, I said, that is one of the classiest bumper stickers I've ever seen. And it said on the back of the, right there behind the driver's window, on the glass, behind the driver's side, drive fast, eat ass. So that's there for anybody to see sitting at a red light, mom and a couple kids in the minivan. Sit right there. I did not get a look at who was driving. But
oh, that's funny. That's funny right there.
What are you doing? But either way, gauging the room, the driver was at least 40 years old when we walked in.
That's not much different to me than this candle. I put them in the same category. If you're putting that out in your house that says, this candle smells like my vagina or this candle smells like my orgasm, you're to me, you're just as low class as the guy that says, drive fast, eat it.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I think one is worse because with the candle, you can put it away. You could have it out of just your close friends are coming over as a joking conversation piece, whatever. But
if you've got, I'm just saying, if you've got this displayed in your house and that's displayed as part of your decor.
Yeah.
Well, you know, not being temporary, not being funny for your friends coming over, but just that's part of your decor.
Yeah.
Then I don't see the difference in on a class scale. Or if you got like a person who would put this out as part of their decor and think that it's clever and funny and all of that is the same type that would put disco lights in their living room.
Stop it right now.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you do have disco lights.
Wait, I do know someone who has disco lights in their living
room. Only one disco.
A disco ball and then the flashing.
And I got some lights. They're mood lighting.
Right. Just whenever you're in a trashy mood.
Yeah.
No.
40, I can't even understand these prices and the fact that people actually buy it. What? So
the roll-on version of the candle.
And also, I just don't like that word.
Vagina. Which word?
I don't like it.
Oh. There's nothing. It's vagina. It's a body part.
I know, but it's just like a what a weird, I don't know, it's just like a weird word.
What do you call it? Well.
I guess you would. I'm guessing hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's a good question. What do you think she calls it?
Smells like a hoo-ha.
Yeah, something kind of playful like that.
Mm-hmm. If she's talking to us, yeah, I think that maybe.
What do you call it?
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
I'm very worried about it.
It just depends on who I'm talking to, but I just don't like the word vagina. It's just
I don't either. I have a hard
time. Sounds like an old person, like just, I don't know, just not a cool word for it.
Mm. What do you call it, Rob?
Can you imagine? I can't.
And he looks down at his t-shirt. Well, I call it a... Today, I'm calling it...
Oh, damn.
Well...
Crazy.
I'm sure I've offended some people who have these and think they're cool and all. And I guess they'll misunderstand it, take it the wrong way, like I'm saying they're not classy or that they're trashy.
That's what you said.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what you said.
What?
That's the way I understood it.
But look, in all seriousness, it would only be trashy to somebody who is sophisticated and has couth. Everybody else would think it's great.
True.
They think it's hilarious.
Only those, again, who are sophisticated and have couth would find it to be offensive and trashy.
Yeah, those who possess class would say, ooh, everybody else, you're fine.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button, available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
I got that. Is anybody else cold? I've been freezing.
Yeah, I've been cold all day.
Damn, yeah. It's cold in here.
Okay. I guess it's...
I waited until now to ask.
Just the way that they do things.
It's set to 69. Mm-hmm. I can... crank it up.
You're damn right.
All year round.
You can't.
Yeah. Evidently, some of the, like the guy, I don't know what his title is, but he got the biggest office in the building right here. What's his name? Dave. Mm-hmm. David. He must be taking an extra day for Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah, he wasn't here earlier. Right? He may be here by now.
One of his doors is open now. He's got double doors that go.
Oh, so he's only opened one of them.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wonder what that's about.
Hmm.
He's the one whose wife calls him Slick.
Yeah.
As a nickname. Slick. Oh, Slick over there.
He's Slick.
Yeah, she's really cool. She cool. Oh, he loves Alexis, though.
Does he?
Yeah, all of the suit people do.
Really?
You know how they all love Gwen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The same with Alexis.
They see dollar signs. So uh-huh. Like, yep.
Yeah.
Cut that check.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, so you, but you always go in there talking to him, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Alexis?
Yeah, I always say hi to him. Yeah.
You don't sprint out of the building with your coat pulled up over your head like we did.
Riggins walked out of here Friday, and it occurred to me, Riggins walked out Friday. We were all standing here talking. TJ was where he is. Alexis, you were there. Rob was there. And Riggins had to move around to get away from Rob. Like, and he walked out, and I thought, what? Some of it shouldn't even as much as say, y'all have a good weekend.
He's out.
Walked right on out.
Don't get me wrong. It's stimulating conversation, but also, gotta go.
You don't even say, hey, y'all have a good weekend.
That invites conversation.
Yeah, he doesn't want any of that.
Yeah, I'm good. I've said all I needed to say.
Bye.
But to not even tell everybody, hey, have a good weekend, everybody. Hope y'all have a good weekend. See you Monday.
Yeah, he's thinking about
that. Yeah, but we were a long weekend, too, so he should have really said it. We should have gotten hugs.
I always make the effort to tell everybody, hey, y'all have a good weekend.
But do you mean it?
You say good morning?
Yeah, every morning when you come in. I say good morning to you every morning, Riggins.
I think it may not always be the words good morning. It may be what's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's up, everybody? Is what he said this morning.
That's what I said this morning.
What's up, everybody? And then when he says to me, have a good weekend, I always say, don't tell me what to do.
Have a great weekend. Don't tell me what to do. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, did I get any complaints from earlier when I said, if you see a dead skunk on the road, tell the kids that it's a baby panda?
No, nobody said anything that I've seen. No.
I figured that would bring some.
Yeah, no. I haven't seen a one.
I think people liked it.
Yeah, everybody but Alexis.
Cause that's your favorite animal.
But it's not a real dead panda.
Yeah, still, real dead to panda. Even say that, even put that energy out into the universe, I don't like it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have thought of that.
You didn't think about that.
I'm so reckless.
Poor baby panda.
So reckless, putting that bad energy out.
Why would
universe.
You put that bad energy in the universe?
Turns into bad juju.
Mm-hmm. See, Rob gets it.
Yeah.
Bad juju.
I don't cry.
Well,
poor baby. Whatever.
And what would really be funny is if there's a woman in the car with the kids and the dad. Say the mom, you would call her, is real, you know, overly sensitive about stuff. Don't you tell them that. That is not. Why would you tell them that? It just proves that, you know, people find some animals to be more important than others. When instead of looking at them all as living creatures, you know.
I don't like
because I think the skunk being run over is bad.
It is.
Losing its life. But then it takes it to another level in people's minds when you imagine it being a baby panda.
Well, you're lying to the children.
Because baby pandas are more valued than skunks. When, if you're a true animal person, they should count equally.
Because interesting.
Because they're both living creatures, innocent creatures.
Does it matter that one is extremely rare and the other one is common?
No. Life is a life, Riggins.
Yeah. I don't agree with that.
I want to point out,
of course,
one other thing. Let me backtrack for a moment. Clearly, you don't have kids because once you've had kids, you don't give a damn about that lying to them. Yeah. Like, oh, you're lying to the kids. Lying to the children. You lie to them, whatever it takes.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You will, you know, you will lie to those kids for lots of things.
Well, just for the record, I'd feel bad whenever I see any animal dead on the street, squished. Okay. I'm going to feel bad.
Right. But worse, to even imagine that it's a panda.
Yeah. I just am sad.
You more sad when you see, if you were to see a dog that had been run over or a cat?
Both. I'm going to be as equally sad.
You will?
Yeah.
Even though you're a cat person?
Yeah, I love dogs. I'm not a creepy cat person.
Yes,
and I only have one cat. To be a cat person, you have to have more than one cat.
Okay.
So you're not a cat person because you only have one cat?
Yeah, like when they're like, oh, you're a cat lady, you're a cat person. Well, no, you have to have more than one.
Okay. How many? How many?
Like two or more.
At least two?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, one is okay.
I love a cat person insulting other cat people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not as bad as they are.
They are crazy, but I'm not.
Yeah, you never have crazy dog lady. You never hear people talk about that, crazy dog
lady.
Yeah,
why not?
Oh, the person I got my dog from was a crazy dog lady.
Oh, yeah.
Like, crazy. I could not get out of there fast. If you ever go to a dog show, they're crazy.
Oh, I would love to go to one. If I had a press pass at one of the big dog shows that I could just go and listen to them talk and watch them and everything, I would find that to be so entertaining.
Really. Before I got my dog, I went to the dog show to go look at all the different
puppies. Oh, you
did? Yeah. Somebody said, just go to a dog show. All the breeders are there, and they all want to tell you all about their dogs because they're obsessed with them. So I bought a ticket. It was $30, and I was literally one of like four people there to watch this show. But sure enough, when I went to go talk to these people about the dogs, they almost lined up. They were so excited that somebody was there to look at and to ask about buying a puppy. So I was like, you know, going one by one by one by one, and they wanted to talk all about them. They are crazy dog people.
I think it's funny when gay people call straight people breeders.
What?
You said I went and saw the breeders.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Gay people call straight people breeders.
Implying that they can breed?
Yeah. Like, okay. Oh, he's a breeder.
Really?
Yeah. What?
That's gross.
That sounds
seems
so
like
weird.
Alien and Predator or something.
He's a breeder.
Yeah. I think it's funny.
That's what I put on.
Was it a big, like a fancy one?
It was at the Concord Convention Center. I think is what it's called.
Really?
The arena with the building on the side over there?
Yeah.
It kind of out
30 bucks.
Yeah.
It was $30.
That's a cool little building over there.
Yeah. It's a good, it's a huge size, but there was nobody there.
And they just let you have access to the people?
After the show was done, I went down there and they're all lined up there and they've all got puppies. And I went one by one and looked at every kind of dog there is. And they're all there. And I was like, well, I'm looking to buy a puppy soon. Okay, well, let me tell you about this. And they went in. And so finally I had to like start, because I could have been there all day talking to these people. But then, yeah, that's how I ended up meeting the breeder of this dog that I got. Hey, weird too. Real weird. But imagine, like, your life is dedicated to, like, Cocker Spaniels. Like, you're an odd person. You're an odd person. But it was a good idea. Somebody was like, go there. They'll tell you all about their dogs. They weren't kidding.
Was it fun?
No.
No, not at all.
No. You ever watched a dog show?
I mean, I've
TV?
Only seen bits here and there on,
they
like,
do
Animal
all
Planet.
The same stuff. They trot them around. They do the, I don't
How
know
long did
called.
You have to watch?
Oh, hours.
Hours?
Hours.
Were you sober?
Yeah.
Like, no, they don't have refreshments there?
I don't remember. I don't recall.
Did they look at their booty holes?
They look at the booty holes? Yeah, all that stuff.
That always and they go, out. They'll raise
they raise the tail. Yeah.
They go under there with the
like,
hands.
What are they looking for?
Yeah.
What are they looking for in the booty hole?
I don't know.
Like, what's a show dog booty hole?
What's a 10
like?
Out of 10 booty
yeah.
hole? I don't know.
I don't get that.
It was funny.
Your dog just won the best booty hole award.
Yeah, they're like yeah. cupping under there and the whole thing.
They go up in there.
What? Yeah. What is the criteria?
They touch them all in, up
touch
in there?
Touch them all up in there, yeah.
That's horrible.
And then when I bought this dog, I was like, so is this, can he be like a show dog? And she goes, no. Like it was the dog.
No.
This is a, nope, a pet. I think she said pet. This is a pet quality dog. I'm like, oh.
What?
Yeah. Because they have the litters made with champions. Yeah. And then there will be certain ones that are show quality for whatever reason, like if they hit these marks, and then there are ones that are just pet quality.
So yours was not show quality. No. Why? Did she give you an explanation?
No idea.
Probably because it's a maniac.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got diarrhea all over the place. They're like, that's not going to work. Can't just be having hot diarrhea all day. Not the characteristic of a show
that.
Dog.
Yeah. You can't do that in the Coliseum.
No.
Trotting around the little ring there.
In the convention center.
She was so. I went up there twice, and the first time out, she was like, you're not going to take the dog today? I went, no, I'm going to come back. And she goes, I've got to give him another bath then. I was like, that's a weird thing to say. And then I realized, because he's having shitty ring out every day. That's why she's bathing him so much.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.